We continue with the On Deck Show here from Purdue Stadium. I'm pleased to be joined now by the pitching coach, Andy Sadowski. Andy, thanks for taking a few minutes with us here. Your pitching staff's off to a great start through the first month of the year. So what have your overall assessments been of your pitching staff?
We've done a really good job, you know, striking a lot of guys out, trying to limit the walks, trying to limit the barrels, just kind of trying to attack the zone and go right after guys.
It seems like the swing and miss action has been really good for your pitchers so far. You're one of the top teams with strikeouts this year, and you also talked about limiting the walks. You've also been very good in that department compared to the rest of the league. So what have you liked about the way your guys have really been able to control the zone?
We've kind of been consistently punching guys out from the start. The limiting of the walks, we've kind of really improved last week or two, but just kind of a testament to how good these guys are and the talent and the stuff, all the way down the rotation.
It seems like because of that, a lot of the pitchers you put out there that you often tandem with one another have been able to cover the innings and the pitches they're supposed to go. And as a result, you've gotten a lot of good outings. So how important has it been for these guys to be able to cover what they're expected to do?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, we kind of expect them to every night. You know, we know that these guys are all really good and have the stuff to go out there and throw, you know, 4 shutout innings, 5 shutout innings, and, you know, do it efficiently as well. And, you know, sometimes we're covering the whole 9 innings with just 2 guys, and, you know, that gives the bullpen a breather. And since we have so many tandems, it's not as many bullpen arms. And for that reason, it's really nice when those guys go out there and really shove day in and day out.
It seems like they really like working that way too. I was talking to some of the pitchers and who they tandem with, and it seems like it's really an enjoyment working off one another. Have you kind of sensed the same thing?
Yeah. And, you know, they're like catch play partners during the week in between their outings, since they're always going on the same day together. So like you kind of see them buddy up to each other and some friendships brewing, and, you know, they start hanging out off the field, play golf together, that sort of thing. So it's fun from the building relationship side of things. And, you know, I think it's a really good group of guys. We're having a lot of fun so far.
It does seem like your bullpen guys have picked themselves up as well. We saw guys like Frias and Beck have some nice outings yesterday. Same with Sanchez. Baraguete's had a great season. Mendez as well. So it seems like those guys, as they start to get built up a little bit, have shown some consistency.
Yeah. Fun to watch Baraguete have a lot of success here out of the gate. Really happy to see Beck go out there and shove last night. You know, go out there and help us win a ball game. Bullpen has been there performing really, really well, just as the tandem guys have. You know, don't want them to not get their due.
We're talking about pitching coach Andy Sadowski. Want to focus on a few individuals here. Yesterday, Luis De Leon, who might be as talented as anyone with his arm on this staff, threw an immaculate inning in the first, kind of encapsulated how good he can be. But ultimately, just speak to what he's capable of and what he's provided so far this year.
Yeah, he's awesome. A lot of good stuff. Pretty complete arsenal between, good heater, velo. He's been attacking the zone, really limiting the walks and getting strikeouts. Great slider, great changeup. Just really hammering the zone, getting ahead. You know, fortunate to see him punch out 3 guys in the first 9 pitches. That was pretty fun to watch. But efficient throughout, you know, the last 2 outings here, getting 10 punchies in 4 2/3 and going into the 6th last time outs. He's pretty talented.
And I thought it was interesting yesterday, gave up the home run, the 3rd. That was actually the first home run he's ever given up in over 100 innings. But after that, he really settled in, finished his start strong, and had the 10 strikeouts, as mentioned. So facing that for the first time, do you like the way he kind of faced that adversity?
Yeah, you know, we knew it. We knew that was the first one of his career. And we knew it would happen at some point. You know, nobody's immune to it. And when he came back in at the end of the inning, he kind of just smiled and chuckled it off. So, you know, it was good for a young guy at this level to experience a little bit of adversity for, you know, one of the first times in his career, you know, that situation, giving up a homer. But, you know, he went right back out there and kept shoving. So he's great dude, works hard, killer instinct, and he's a lot of fun to be around.
Michael Ferrett's one of the pitchers that gets the ball in this game tonight. He'll be starting. He's had a great start to his first pro year. He won your first 2 games, and he's looked great doing it. What's made Ferrett so good this year?
Pretty complete repertoire, you know, heater, velo, that's got some juice to it. You know, for a young dude himself, he's hammering the zone, you know, and getting swings and misses, getting a lot of punch outs, you know, shorter slider, bigger sweeper, and a nasty changeup. You know, just a complete 4-pitch repertoire, attacking both righties and lefties. He's been a lot of fun to watch too, and when he's on, he's on.
And then finally, the big lefty, Riley Cooper, has been tandeming with him this year. Great personality. He's had a great season as well. What have you liked about the way Coop's throwing the ball?
Riley's the man. Riley just goes out there and freaking competes his butt off, has a lot of fun, all smiles. And, you know, he just kind of – he can bully guys with the fastball, you know, which you don't expect given, you know, there are other guys on the team with a little bit louder velo. But he hammers the zone, hammers that top string, and lets his other stuff work off it and just goes right after guys, gets outs. And between Mike and Riley, you know, finishing out a couple of games here on their own, you know, hopefully we see that again tonight.
Andy, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Shorebirds pitching coach Andy Sadowski will take a break, come back with the first pitch and starting lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.